Hey everyone, this is L Boogie. We're back for season 2 of Listen to L Boogie. And in my previous episode, very short, less than a minute, I talked about coming back on and creating new content. So I'm very happy to say this will be the second episode in season 2 of Listen to L Boogie. And today we're going to cover two topics. New York Attorney General has come up with a hotline, because of the recent rash of issues, or let's say heat or discrimination against Asian Americans in New York City. We're going to cover that. We also are going to cover how the coronavirus got started. You know, just a timeline of sorts. And look forward to spilling this information out to you guys. And I'm very happy to be starting a second season of my podcast. Be back in a moment after this message. Okay, guys, we're back, and we're going to cover New York Attorney General Letitia James has launched a hotline for people to report discrimination related to the coronavirus. Her statement: no one should live in fear for their life because of who they are, what they look like, or where they come from, said New York Attorney General Letitia James. Now, we're going to elaborate on this statement right here later on in this segment, but I'm going to give you the information about this. New York State Attorney General Letitia James has launched a hotline for New Yorkers to report hate crimes, discrimination amid rising reports of anti-Asian harassment amid the coronavirus outbreak. James's office said in a statement that the hotline, which started March 23rd and will continue indefinitely, will provide resources to victims and could lead to civil investigations. Local law enforcement is ultimately responsible for any criminal prosecutions. Asians across the globe have reported experiencing xenophobia as a result of coronavirus fears, with several incidents involving physical harassment. President Donald Trump and other Republicans have referred to the coronavirus as the Wuhan virus or Chinese virus, saying that it's not racist to do so since there were outbreaks, that's where the outbreak started. But experts say such remarks could fuel real life acts of discrimination. John C. Yang, president and executive director of Asian Americans Advancing Justice, AAJC, told NBC Asian American in the past that Trump's repeated use of the phrase could have a dangerous impact. I absolutely think that words used by him matter, he said. Certainly, the use of this term by him and others, even in the last couple of weeks, have led to the noticeable incline in hate incidents that we are seeing. I do think that there is a correlation. Okay. When we return, I give my opinion on this issue. See you in a few minutes. Peace. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're back on with the L Boogie. My take on this issue. Okay. The New York Attorney General, Letitia James, is African American. She could possibly be, as far as I know, she may be the first African American to hold the office. I mean, if not, she's the first woman. African American or otherwise. But for her to start a hotline specifically for Asian Americans because they're catching a little heat, and I think it's very, very, very inappropriate, and is what I would consider inappropriate behavior. Now, since African Americans, or since our ancestors were brought here to the shores of North America in chains, going through slavery, the Black codes, Jim Crow, on up until today, there never was a mechanism put in place for us to complain about anything except through maybe the court system of the United States. Of course, there were three amendments added to the Constitution for our effort. The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, if I'm not mistaken. But as of recent, considering that we've suffered the most persecution and discrimination in American history, no one has ever started a hotline in any specific city or state to address issues of the discrimination that we've received, to include discrimination from Asian Americans, which own a majority of businesses in our communities. It is well stated and well known that there has been several incidents where Asian Americans in hair shops have mistreated African Americans all the way up until murder. There was a young lady in 1989 murdered in an Asian convenience store after she was thought to have stolen some orange juice. The store owner ended up killing the young lady when she turned to walk out the store and shot her in the back of the head. Also, as of recent, our sisters that frequent these businesses, Asian-owned hair shops in our neighborhoods, have been assaulted and accused of stealing. One major incident, sister, I don't know, she might have had a question about her nails or something, and this incident ensued, and she and another sister was beaten with broomsticks. Also, an Asian police officer murdered an African-American young man, and the Asian community came out on his behalf because they didn't feel like he should receive any punishment for taking an African-American life. So, this instance where the sister is gonna take it upon herself and create a hotline specifically for them to call in is very disrespectful and very inappropriate. But as of recent, we have brothers and sisters in positions of trust, you know, that come out and make it plain that they don't associate with or identify with the African American community, and that they are willing to prove that by their actions. Now, fortunately, we have the new black media, which includes myself, because I'm creating content that is here to hold these Negroes responsible or accountable for the dumb things that they do. Now, I'm going to be a little mild, in my opinion, in this episode, the segment of this episode. I'll say this episode because I'm just coming back on air, getting my feet wet. But I just want to go ahead on to prepare you. In the future, I will do my part to roast these butter biscuit eating Negroes, traitors. So that's about all I have to say about that. Once we return, we will cover how the coronavirus actually got started. See you in a few minutes. Peace. Hey everyone, we're back and we're gonna jump into this coronavirus issue. And we're gonna start with how, a little history on how and when and where did the outbreak start. The source of the coronavirus is believed to be a wet market in Wuhan, China, which sold both dead and live animals, including fish and birds. Such markets pose a heightened risk of viruses jumping from animal to humans because hygiene standards are difficult to maintain in live animals are being kept and butchered on site. Typically, they are also densely packed, allowing disease to spread from species to species. The animal source of COVID-19 has yet to be identified, but the original host is thought to be bats. Bats were sold at the Wuhan market, but may have infected live chickens or other animals sold there. Bats host a wide range of zoonotic viruses, including Ebola, HIV, and rabies. All right. How big could the pandemic get? The disease has already taken hold in Europe, the United States, and Southeast Asia, and is beginning to wreak havoc in Africa and South Africa. The World Health Organization is particularly concerned with the ability of the poorest countries in the world to control the disease. What are the symptoms of coronavirus? Initial symptoms include fever, dry cough, tiredness, and a general feeling of being unwell. Other symptoms are emerging, such as loss of taste and smell and stomach problems. Okay. All right. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for welcoming me back to a season 2 of my podcast. More episodes to come. And I'll see you again when God next leaves his footprints in the sky. Hell boogie out. Peace.